Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And also, you can hear me on the radio stations of the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio... Wait, hold on a second. I got to do this. Wait a minute. It's the audio path. The audio path of totality. There you go. Thank you. And I'm also the force multiplier of truth, not to brag. It's just a fact. Okay, later on, we've got Mr. Big Willie himself. He's going to be calling in from his luxurious cab of the Freightliner Cascadia 125. He is a really honest-to-God truck driver over the road on big trucks, 18-wheelers, 58-wheelers, what are you, big trucks. So he'll be calling in to complain about God knows what else. And also today, $300 prize package, Crown Chrysler. I just hit my microphone. How stupid is that? Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Mitsubishi at Washington Crown Center. $300 prize package. We've got it right here. And if you know anything about Christmas, we got some Christmas trivia. We'll ask you a simple Christmas trivia question. And what's the reindeer that has the red nose? You know, that sort of a thing. And of course, the answer is Donner. And so you'll have a chance to, I'm just kidding, it's actually Blitzen, a chance to win this $300 prize package. So we've got all of that. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. You can see the whole show, although there's nothing to see because a very special guest is by phone only. She was a little too busy with the kids in order to come in here. Not that I'm bitter about this too much. In any event, it's Dr. Chanda Adkins, president of West Virginians for Health Freedom. If you're watching the Facebook live stream first, hi. Good morning. Share this everywhere, if you would. I was trying to do that this morning on Facebook, and it won't let me allow to do it. It would say, oh, they're the worst. God, they're the worst. So share this everywhere, if you would. So Chanda, Dr. Chanda Adkins, where is Governor Morrissey regarding religious freedom for our kids so that parents can say no to these vaccines that are not even vaccines? CDC is saying the COVID vaccine wasn't even a vaccine. Where's Morrissey on this, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, Governor Morrissey's been a champion for the issue even before he was a governor as an attorney general. So he has been an advocate for the issue. And so when he put his executive order out in January, that is essentially what he said was, I'm interpreting the EPRA law, which is the Equal Protection for Religion Act in West Virginia. And so he directed the executive order to just clarify what EPRA was saying here in West Virginia to be able to allow kids to go to school. And they essentially did on a religious exemption. People could take the religious exemption last year in February, and they went through the end of the school year until the Board of Education essentially flipped on its head and decided to follow their own rules and ignore the Equal Protection for Religion Act and just say, we have this CVL, compulsory vaccination law, and that's, we've been doing it for 90 years or 80 years or whatever they think, and that's just the law they're going to follow. So they're not going to listen to the governor's executive order, even though they listened to executive orders in the past during COVID, shutdowns, masks, all of those things. Those were fine to follow those executive orders and those things.
Yeah, question.
But they're not going to do it now.
The Department of Education, secretary is appointed by the governor, is that right? Nominated and confirmed?
They are. The State Board of Education is governor appointed, correct. But well, Governor Morrissey has not appointed any of the current board members.
Oh.
No, Governor Justice appointed his wife before he left office.
Oh, jeez. She's on the board?
Yeah, she's on the State Board of Education. I'm not sure if the state of West Virginia and its residents know that.
Oh.
Very much so, yes.
That's
so
outrageous.
Disappointing.
That is outrageous. Another rhino. Another rhino. I don't know why Trump puts up with these rhinos. I really don't know that.
Governor Morrissey is a champion. We're so thankful for his leadership. He absolutely is standing strong on the issue. He gets into office first 100 days. It seems like this is all he's dealing with. But, you know, he continued to champion it on top of many other issues. So we're thankful for his leadership and what he's done to help we've gotten to this point. So,
all right. Well, Dr.
we're very thankful.
Dr. Chanda Adkins, live exclusive interview, President West Virginians for Health Freedom. Since we have an overwhelming support, have overwhelming support throughout the Mountain State, to that parents certainly have the moral right and should have the legal right to do exemptions regarding these vaccinations, and they're not even vaccines now, some of them, with the CDC for their kids. Since the vast majority of voters are in favor of our side, why haven't we voted out these rhinos and these Democrats, undocumented Democrats, and all the others who are fighting the this? Why haven't we voted them out of office?
I think a lot of people don't realize a lot of in West Virginia. I think a lot of times, I know for one, just for instance, one mom in Boone County with Josh Holstein. You know, he's currently our Republican leader. And in the beginning, he wasn't for religious freedom. This mom was like, you know, I put his sign in my yard and I'm so devastated because I didn't know as a Republican, he wasn't going to stand strong for this. Now, he has changed. He is now very much for religious exemptions. We're thankful for that. But, you know, she said, I just thought as a Republican, he would be. So I think most of the time people see which party they're on, and based off of that, they assume that they may or may not, you know, vote a certain way. But a lot of these delegates, they also have to vote their district. I mean, I knew a lot of Republicans who were in union, really prominent union districts. And you also have to represent your people if that's what your people want. But I would say in West Virginia, a lot of people, they don't really understand the issue enough to say one way or another. Many people will just say, oh, everybody should be vaccinated, but they don't really even understand that implication of what that means. Because we have kids with medical exemptions that cannot get medical exemptions, which is, it's bizarre. It's bananas. It doesn't even make any sense. It's corrupt and it's gross. Kids are medically fragile and not able to even get a medical exemption. A lot of times these legislators just don't even realize the extent of the issue and the harm that is coming about through some of these processes with these exemptions and the medical exemption, for instance. So we just have to do better as West Virginians and as moms, as dads, as family members. You need to call your representatives and say, hey, I care about this issue. Do you? Are you going to vote this way? Because I want to tell my friends and family, this guy says he's, you know, this party and this is what he believes and he's not going to be for us. And they need to know that. And I think a lot of times people are afraid to do that. But you got to stop being afraid. We don't have a choice. We have to know where these guys stand. They might be Republican on paper, but they're not going to vote Republican, essentially, to be, you know, to be partisan. They're not going to vote that way when it comes down to it. So
you say that Josh is now in favor of parental rights, or are you saying that he is saying that he's in favor of parental rights?
He is.
It's one thing to say. So let me ask the question. Let the host ask the question, then the guest can answer it, Dr. Adkins.
I'm sorry.
I hear no remorse in your voice at all, but that's okay. So how do we know that it's more than just talk by Josh?
Well, right now we don't, other than until the legislative session starts and we see him working to get that caucus brought in together to say, hey, guys, we want to do this for these people. They've been advocating for this for a long time. So right now, that's all we have, our words.
Have you seen
him? But we're
going
to hold him to it.
Have you seen him doing any work now? Because it's going to be starting next month. I haven't heard or read anything about him doing anything along those lines. Have you?
No. What we've seen is more articles being put out by our liberal media about how the West Virginia legislature is not going to be focused on social bills, but economic development.
Well,
and a lot of that stems from the current Speaker of the House, who is, it's pretty well known he doesn't love social bills. He's a Republican who works for one of the attorney firms that's actually in the lawsuit for the religious exemptions, who's representing the board or a party on that side.
Who is the current Speaker?
Speaker Roger Hanshaw.
All right. So Josh, is, as far as we know, is doing nothing behind the scenes. No story. I haven't heard anything at all about this. He's giving a lip service to you saying, oh, yeah, I'm on your side. Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't done anything that anyone knows of. And you, of all the people, being president of the West Virginians for Health Freedom, if anybody in Charleston would know if anything was going on behind the scenes, it would be Dr. Chanda Adkins. But even you don't know, which says to me, Chanda, that this guy, Josh, is just talking the talk. He's just blowing smoke up your butts, and he's not going to do anything, or else he'd be doing it already. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, he can't do anything yet. He was newly elected this year. I'm going to grace him. He has changed his tune, and the legislative session kicks off in a few weeks, and he gets to put his money where his mouth is, right? And we do talk to him often. We have a great relationship to him. So, you know, right now, he's not writing amicus briefs and things like that. There's a lot of things happening in West Virginia. Let's not forget our public employees and PIA and, you know, insurance reform. So there's a lot of things happening in the state for the good of the people. And we want to see those things happen for everybody, including this. So we know what he has said. We talked to him, and we will hold his feet to the fire, just like the 12 that flipped last session. We publicly put it on display. These people changed their votes, and we talked to them, and, you know, a lot of people, I guess you could say, scolded them, but, you know, we publicly put it on display. I mean, people in the feed right now could probably put the picture of highlighted on that bill who flipped. We're very public about it. These are the people who flipped the votes. This is what they've done. And we'll put that on display. But we're going to trust in what Josh is saying. That's all we can do. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we're going to trust in what he says. We're going to give the man a fair shake. That's what he's saying. And we're thankful for that.
Well, so. You can tell him. You're too nice. You're much too nice. Chanda Atkins, president of West Virginians for Health Freedom. You can tell him that you can tell Josh that Dimitri doesn't believe a God blessed thing that any politician says. He wants to see action. And he's seen zero. Literally, I've seen zero action on his part regarding changing anything here regarding religious freedom in West Virginia. A lot of talk means nothing. I haven't seen any action. And so I suspect, and I hope I'm wrong, that he is just blowing smoke. I really do. And I want you to tell him that. Say, look, this guy doesn't believe a word you're saying because he's not seeing any action whatsoever. So maybe that'll make a difference. I don't know. Just mention the name of Dimitri and it puts the fear of God into so many people. I tell you, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so this big event now coming up in January. What's the date again here, Chanda?
January 21st. It's on a Wednesday, and it'll start at 9 a.m.
All right. So now, do you want all of my listeners to come down to Charleston on the 21st, or how do they walk me through the logistics of this?
So we want them to come. We would love for them to come to the Capitol on January 21st. We're going to start out with in a press conference style. We're going to open up with prayer that morning, and we're going to have some speakers, and we'll have Aaron Seary there. The day we've got this list of events right now. We're just putting out that's the day. It starts at 9. So, yeah, there's parking at Laidley Field. There's a bus that will carry people over, and we're going to have all that laid out for everybody with those details. So, but yeah, we want people to come that day. That's the day to be recognized. And we'll tell your delegates, hey, we'll get you the information. You can be recognized right there on the House floor, and they'll have you stand up in the gallery. So yeah, absolutely. We want everyone to come.
All right. Now, Chanda, Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if this issue is important, the time is now. We're in the middle of this lawsuit. We are holding many of these delegates, their feet to the fire. They're saying, hey, we're going to vote for this now. Okay, well, that's what we're going to go do. That's holding them accountable. You show up and you hold them accountable.
All right. Now, do you have a list or, in fact, is there a state organization of churches, all different denominations? If not, do you have lists of each churches throughout the state of West Virginia, so you can mobilize the churches with all of their, you know, congregants to come down en masse?
Well, it's unfortunate, but, you know, many organized religions, we have some pastors that will come out and support, and we've done that in the past. We've actually had several pastors send in letters of support. But what we're seeing now is a talking point. If you watch Metro News, you know, they use the Catholic bishop out of Wheeling. Well, he doesn't believe, he believes everyone should be vaccinated, as if that is our leader and that is who we listen to for discernment and who brings conviction on our life. But I don't listen to the Catholic bishop. That is not who tells me what is right or wrong for my kids. So many people say, well, what religion says that you don't have to vaccinate? And people have this distorted view of what conviction is and what discernment is and what people feel in their heart is right or not right for their kids based off of their family genetics and their health history. So it's hard to get an organized religion in that way to come out and say, oh, we're so pro health freedom. We just should assume, at least I would think, that as Christians, we all understand where that comes from, conviction and discernment. So yeah. We don't have an organization like that. We actually have private Christian schools in this state who have school boards who refuse to recognize a religious exemption.
What?
Sadly enough. Yes.
Oh, more
absolutely.
On this.
We
more,
do.
More on yeah. this. More on this with our very special guest. This is unbelievable. It really is. This is the only place you're going to get this kind of information. This is Dr. Chanda Adkins, president of West Virginians for Health Freedom. And you are getting an earful here. More with her in just a bit.